Psychical Research. The first scientific studies of telepathy and other paranormal phenomena were conducted by the Society for Psychical Research, founded in London in 1882. The term mental telepathy was coined that year by F.W. Myers, an associate of the society. Past presidents of this society included some of the most notable figures of the 19th century. The society, which still exists today, was able to debunk the claims of many frauds, but was often split between the spiritualists, who firmly believed in the paranormal, and the scientists, who wanted more serious scientific study. One researcher connected with the society, Dr. Joseph Banks Rhine, began the first systematic and rigorous study of psychic phenomena in the United States in 1927, founding the Rhine Institute, now called the Rhine Research Center, at Duke University, North Carolina. For decades, he and his wife Louisa conducted some of the first scientifically controlled experiments in the United States on a wide variety of parapsychological phenomena, and published them in peer-reviewed publications. It was Rhine who coined the term extrasensory perception, ESP, in one of his first books. Rhine's laboratory, in fact, set the standard for psychic research. One of his associates, Dr. Carl Zener, developed the five-symbol card system, now known as Zener cards, for analyzing telepathic powers. The vast majority of results showed absolutely no evidence of telepathy. But a small minority of experiments seemed to show small but remarkable correlations in the data that could not be explained by pure chance. The problem was that these experiments often could not be duplicated by other researchers. Although Rhine tried to establish a reputation for rigor, his reputation was somewhat tarnished by an encounter with a horse called Lady Wonder. This horse could perform dazzling feats of telepathy, such as knocking over toy alphabet blocks and thereby spelling out words that members of an audience were thinking. Rhine apparently did not know about the clever Hans effect. In 1927, Rhine analyzed Lady Wonder in some detail and concluded, "There's left then only the telepathic explanation, the transference of mental influence by an unknown process. Nothing was discovered that failed to accord with it, and no other hypothesis proposed seems tenable in view of the results." Later, Milbourne Christopher revealed the true source of Lady Wonder's telepathic power: subtle motions of the whip carried by the horse's owner. The subtle movements of the whip were cues for Lady Wonder to stop beating her hoof. But even after the true source of Lady Wonder's power was exposed, Rhine continued to believe that the horse was truly telepathic, but somehow had lost its telepathic power, forcing the owner to resort to trickery. Rhine's reputation suffered a final crushing blow, however, when he was on the verge of retiring. He was seeking a successor with an untarnished reputation to carry on the work of his institute. One promising candidate was Dr. Walter Levy, whom he hired in 1973. Dr. Levy was a rising star in the field, reporting sensational study results seeming to demonstrate that mice could telepathically alter a computer's random number generator. However, suspicious lab workers discovered that Dr. Levy was surreptitiously sneaking into the lab at night to alter the results of the tests. He was caught red-handed doctoring the data. Further tests showed that the mice possessed no telepathic power whatsoever, and Dr. Levy was forced to resign from the institute in disgrace.